Okay, we're making radio here. Captain's Journal. 10th September. Heading into class. Michael Byers, joke in my pocket. Extraordinaire. Dan Meltzer crosses my path. Head down. Briefcase flopping open. Looking like a fullback, going through the line. I pass students fixing other students' backpacks. I move along a path on a swath of green toward a building that houses my class. Sculpture in water spray. Mottled sunlight. Glinting on the forehead of an oncoming student. Here now, I get to walk through the spray. Out into the sunlight. Up the stair. To the class. Why, thank you. I've forgotten my water bottle. Oh, we have here many toys. We have. A very interesting class. I look up. They see me. They wonder what's happening as I look at them and go about my business.
Hello.
Peter.
How are you?
How are you? Show me how to mount that up and get it going.
Sure. Then volume is,
where do you press the button? Just go, as we just do it.
That arrow right there.
Okay. So I pressed it.
Okay. Maybe it was playing in your pocket.
We didn't have actually have a CD with us.
Okay.
So here, I'll leave the CD.
All right. Do you have your computer?
Yeah, but I want that figured out first.
Okay.
If I just stay calm, I can pull it off. I bow and stretch into it. We've got signal.
Yeah, see, the thing is, the projector, the way it's set up now is it needs a signal for 5 minutes. If it doesn't have a signal for 5 minutes, it cuts out. So the CD player, actually, maybe... Yeah, that'll do it. Just hit DVD, even though you're using it as a CD.
Okay.
Hit DVD when I want CD.
Trust me. Because the projector needs video coming into it so it doesn't shut off. So...
Okay.
That's good.
And where's the volume up?
There you go. Sounds good.
That sounds good. Video camera? The handheld?
AV input. That's the camera.
Okay.
Can I record him? As he does what he does?
Not much to say.
What is your name, young man?
Tom Brown.
Tom Brown.
Are we to believe that?
For all we know, he's a spy from Microsoft. Mr. Brown, tell us about your background.
A spy for Microsoft.
You see? He admitted it. Who speaks? Who has pressed the button?
Latanya.
Say it again, Liz.
Latanya.
Spell it out for me.
L-A-T-O-N-I-A.
L-A-T-O-N-I-A. It's got a Latin quality to it. It's
speak.
As long as you're correctly hooked up to the over projector, you just need to press Alt F5 or Control F5. I can't remember which, but.
Would you come down here and help poor Tom Brewer? Thomas could be it. There she is. She steps out of the audience. The first female person in this class you really meet.
I know her already.
I want to give you another assignment. We can talk about it while we're waiting for these two to match together. Or strike out. How am I doing with you on the possibility that this is reality TV? How many of you have already crossed the border? I want you to watch some movies for me. I want you to watch them together. Not all together. In whatever groups you choose. I've shown movies in class for many years, but pressed on the ends, I recognize I could squeeze that part of my class out to you in cyberspace with no loss whatsoever. So, first film for me, My Cousin Vinny. I assign you the task of watching it and talking about it with each other. After that, The Best of John Belushi. Playing Captain Kirk. Captain's Journal. Of course, if I ask you to keep a journal, I must keep one myself. I do. I thought this morning I would play an excerpt of it for you, just to introduce you to the medium and to the message. You're going to restart my computer.
All right, now we've got to figure out whether we've got anything here worth going for.
Ah, beautiful. Is this the way I want it? Okay, so change me.
Take a drink.
Set out on this path. What comes next? Is there anything else here? I don't think so. Can you all hear me? Can you hear me well enough? Would you like me louder? I'm getting murmurs, but yes, yes. I want to know if you. I come in here and speech body, speak if you choose. Speech. Suppose there's a plot in it. Then when I touch this, we all go up. Did that do it? Ah, too much. Too much. Here we are. Oh, good. So, change me if you want. I have all these other things right now here. Let me see. Anyone who could. Who? No, that's at the end. Let's go back and see what there is altogether, just that one. Maybe this is the beginning. Ah, evidence. This is, of course, an evidence. I need to remind us as we go along, because otherwise, we get the feeling that we're going too far away. If we get too far away, we can never come back. That's a risk we're just going to have to take. And I, this is the story of I. This is the story of little I. Little. Small penis. Smaller than you. Every man is here. Bigger than everyone else. That's I. This is the story of I. And the giants of Microsoft. I don't know if you want to hear it. But you don't have a choice. So we go on. Let's see if I press. Which button shall I press? Which button? If I. There's probably a next button somewhere. Not this one, but the next one. Oh, E. E. Maybe that's what this course is about. E is evidence. This course isn't about I. Forgive me for having said so. This course is about E. E. For evidence. The root of the truth. The goal of our quest is to get there. See, I was thinking when I made this that if you hit another little button that's down here somewhere, I think that's the second layer. Slideshow. Comes a bit. Looks good. Okay. So now I get
piece. On the other hand, maybe I got a beard by a minute. Oop. That's black. Shit, not him. Here I am, talking to God. Well, maybe I could just use the cigarettes. Maybe a glass of water. He's an interesting thing. He's an interesting fact in the culture. Doing it is a power point. Power point. Get it. Go on. Come on, man. I've not seen this screen before. Challenge Microsoft to a game of we think it, you do it. Our challenge against doing it in open code. Our contest, which way is the best way of doing it? It is. I like the idea, but I think I'm on the bottom. I'm sure what happens. Well, I'm sorry, I'm just passing. I'm sorry, I'm getting confused. I think I'm the just one. It came from the point at which I figured out that bowing down in the morning unites many people. Like the message of Islam and the founding God. That's why, that's where I was thinking, that to send a message, way, way out, it has to resonate with its fundamentals. I'm glad to see him smiling at this. Thank you. I look forward to your contribution. There was a undertaking in a virtual battle with Microsoft, figuring that the best one can hope for in life is a chance to penetrate the giant. Gee, I got another meeting to get to. Let me just show you something. No, why do that? Sorry, that's in the video recorder. But what I had in mind to show you was the Mandelbrot set, the turtle up in mathematical space that appears as a figure in the distance. And you can run infinitely up into its identity. Like penetrating the giant. So, to go on with this. This is my bag of tricks. I keep my monkey in it. That's not for show. The monkey stays down inside the bag. So, only I know. That's not what I wanted. I feel batteries to make things go. I feel media to record on. Maybe that's what I'm looking for, no? Nothing. How do we learn a sense of speed? Is it the first gate into our perception? Is feeling the first thing we learn to do? How about you?
Still can't find what I'm looking for. No, it's still not this. I bet it isn't here. It's like the chalk in that guy's pocket. Where the hell did it go?
Maybe in a different pocket. No objection. How do we search for evidence? What's our process of discovery? How do we know when we have found it? Must you have been looking for evidence to find it? Is it something you create somehow by exercise of mind? Or is it something that you find? You remember where you put it? Right there. Right in the pocket.
Michael Byers joke. Here's my little input device.